joined by a few dozen residents, community activists, and clergy near the shooting scene not far from Bailey Avenue. Erie County Legislature Chairperson Betty Jean Grant said community members, anti-crime groups, elected leaders, and law enforcement will meet monthly and work together to make sure, quote, this does not happen again.
This is a safe neighborhood. This is part of the Buffalo Promise neighborhood where billions of dollars have been invested in this area. We can't have the community safe and people safe if we have random shooting. And I want to say that of the 46 homicide, 20% have been solved. Only 20%. That's 80% that murders are walking the street, wreaking havoc in our community. That has to stop.
Investigators say multiple shots were fired, and they believe the killing of 28-year-old Shamika Harris and 23-year-old Joshua Eatman was not random. Reverend Dr. James Lewis of the Peacemakers said the community needs to start working together. As Lewis says, gun violence is not just a city problem.
It's not just Buffalo's problem, that unless we stop it here, it's spilling over into the communities that are the outer rings, Cheektowaga, Amherst, and all these other places. It wasn't a problem for them before, but now it's a problem for everybody. So that we have to stop the violence because we've reached that point where enough is enough.
Lewis is calling for schools and churches to open their doors. But most importantly, he says, young people need jobs to keep them off the streets. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.